The more I know God and me, the more strength I have for all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The more I know God in me, the more strength I have for all. Think about that. The more you have confidence in yourself, the more you know the divine in you, the more you know what your program is for yourself, the more ability you have to do everything. The more ability you have for all. But you have no ability for all if you tell yourself, I have no ability for all. If you say, oh, God lives in your house? Well, he doesn't live in mine. I pray to God, you know, outside. I seek God outside. God lives inside of you? Boy, I guess that's why I'm not God, because I'm not like you. I'm like me. So everybody has to be different, and everybody has to be different so everybody's not God, because God is exactly alike in everybody. God is exactly alike wherever God is. Whatever God is, it's exactly alike. Well, we have been long playing the game of saying God is outside. We've long been playing the game of saying that God is a being. We better get with the Laotians, you know, Zarathustrians and Confucians and the Hindus and so forth, who really say that God is an essence. An essence that exceeds all being. An essence that exceeds all beingness. Now, are you an essence that exceeds all beingness? Or are you a limited being with a name and a body that you're captured in and you cannot escape it, except when you die? And then you can't even escape it because you have a mental attitude about yourself. You know, you think I'm joking. You think I'm joking when I say to you that you can't escape your body even when you die. But think about our dear friend Dante Hill. And Dante's Inferno. What did he tell us? Well, he told us the teachings of the church are that there's heaven and it's hell and there's purgatory. And heaven and hell and purgatory are very real places, he tells us. And he says that these are very real things and we should be aware of them. My goodness, yes. If we're not aware of them, then what happens? Then we can be caught unawares. And we can be in hell and not even know we're in hell. We can be in heaven, not even know we're in heaven. We can be in purgatory and not even know it. Because that's the kind of place we lived in as human beings. Now, what sort of human being are you? Are you a heavenly human being? Are you living according to your divine experience? Are you saying, I am God, God I am? I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer? Are you saying that? Or are you saying, I am God when I feel good. And when I don't feel good, I'm the devil. That's okay. And when I feel sort of lousy, then I'm serving two masters, heaven and hell, in purgatory. And I'm just living on that level of consciousness, and hey, that's all right too. Now, Greek mythology plays with this very much. And if you study Greek mythology, you'll see where this purgatory and heaven and hell all came from. And in Greek mythology, who was up there in heaven? Anybody know?
Zeus.
Yeah. Zeus? Zeus was up in heaven?
Yes.
Now, who? That's okay. I don't act incredulous. Either you believe it or you don't. All right, now, and who's in hell?
Satan.
Satan, right? Do they have a Satan? They have a Lucifer? What sort of name did they have for that person in the River Styx? Remember the River Styx? The River Styx was where Mama dipped her son so that he would be invincible and untouchable. And he held him by the ankle and dipped him in. And wherever he was not touched by the River Styx, there is where he was invincible. And they shot him through the ankle and killed him. How do you kill somebody shooting them through the ankle? Well, that's another story. The Greeks had all sorts of wonderful stories, all sorts of mythology that was quite exciting. But the one thing the Greeks did, and I admire them for that, is they had everybody with a perfect body. You notice that? Their statuary always was with a perfect body and always of a young person. That's probably because the age of the people in those days, they died young. And so they had perfect bodies throughout their lifetime. Now, when we can start saying that I am God, we can start saying I am Zeus, we can start saying I am the allness, the isness, the oneness, when we can start saying that, then we start experiencing it. However, you cannot experience it until you start claiming it. You can have the most beautiful car in the world. It belongs to you. It was given to you by your mafia uncle, you know. And your mafia uncle gave you this beautiful 100-foot-long Cadillac, you know, sitting right outside in front of your house. And all the neighbors say, I know where you got that. And you hate your uncle for giving it to you. Because everybody knows your uncle is with the mafia. And so you don't want to get in that car. You will not even ride in that car. Here it's worth almost $500,000. And you won't even ride in the car because it came from an evil one. Now, what happened to the car when you received it? It kept the name of the evil one on it. It didn't take the name of you and put it on there. And if you were to say, this is my car, the neighbors would say, oh boy, how can you afford that? Oh, I've been given an unending credit card that I can use to maintain it and to fill it with gas and stuff. Wow! Can we have a ride? Sure. Come on, everybody, pile in. All the neighborhood piles in the car. What happened to the car? The car becomes a different car. It's no longer a mafia car. It's now a car of yours and your neighbors and your friends. And your neighbors say, hey, Herb, I got to go to the grocery store. Will you give me a ride? And you say, no, take it yourself. What? Take this monster myself? Sure. Look, George. My neighbor's name is George. Look, George. I surround that car with my pure white light of love. Now, do you think it's going to do anything except be a loving car and have loving experiences? Now, what do you surround it with? Well, shut up. What do you surround it with? Love. Okay. Go have fun. And don't hurry back. Show it off to all your relatives in different parts of town. And then when you come home, then park back out in front where I can show it off, you know. But enjoy. So George gets in there, and he drives that car, and he has a few narrows, and he says, whoops, I got to remember how long it is. I got to go past the middle of the street to turn, and really, I got to think ahead, which is good for him. And he comes back home, and he says, you know, Herb, driving that monstrous car of yours, was quite an experience, and I'm very pleased you gave me the privilege. Because now I have confidence in driving something like that. Now that I have confidence in driving something, I might have something like that one day. And I said, that's right, George. You do right now. It's yours.
Oy, oy, oy.
And so George says, oy, oy, oy. And, well, Herb, what are you going to do? And you say, George, my uncle owns fleets to these things. And he keeps dropping them off here and saying, wouldn't you like a gold one? Wouldn't you like a silver one? Wouldn't you like this? And I say, really? One is enough at a time. I said, well, whenever you're ready for the next one, just shout. We'll send our chauffeur over with it for you, you know. And so I say, okay, Uncle. And over comes another one. Now you say, Herb, that's just storytelling. That's just fairy tale. That's fantasy. And that's not fantasy. That's the law of cause and effect. When you live in that consciousness, you have those things, you know. We all can tell stories about things that happened in our life, of where miracles took place when we least expected them. And we can tell of all sorts of things. Unhappy things almost that turned out real happy. And happy things that almost turned out unhappy because of our wrong attitude. And with our right attitude, everything turns out happy and everything turns out wonderful. So let's remember these things and put these causes in motion and have some pretty exciting adventures. The more I know God in me, the more strength I have in all. Huh. And the more I know God in me, the more I say to my uncle, say, Uncle Henry! Yes? Uncle Henry? Yes, Herb, what do you want? Well, I have some friends. There are 8 of us. We all run around together. And they love to ride in my car. But they would just love it if they had a car of their own. Can we take care of them, Uncle Henry? And Uncle Henry says, no sooner said than done. But you have this responsibility, Herb. You must tell me what color they want. And I said, no problem. No problem. The more I know God in me, the more strength I have in all. Practice it. It's not a joke. It's quite real. Huh. And you don't need a Uncle Henry either. You just need an indwelling presence called God in you, the giver of all gifts. Enjoy and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you.